Welcome to the Rockstar Achievers Podcast. Are you ready to be a rock star? Achieve incredible success in your life, business, and career? Learn the inside scoop on how these rockstar achievers have jumped over hurdles, plowed through roadblocks, scaled their dreams to great heights, and made powerful changes within their communities. And here's your Rockstar Achievers host, Catherine M. White, the Rockstar Maker and founder of Accelerated Results 365.
I would love to welcome our incredible guest on the show today. This gentleman actually was one of our very first guests for Rockstar Achievers. Actually, back then, we even had a different name, Overcoming Roadblocks to Success, and he was an incredible guest. This time, we get to hear more about his business, where he's come since then, and what he has going on. So let's meet Mr. John Chen, the virtual leader of geoteaming. He's been virtually meeting for over 35 years. He can juggle 8 screens of information at a time, and he has planned an international conference for 200 attendees for Microsoft. John started geoteaming 23 years ago and is a recognized thought leader on engaging virtual meetings. He is the John Wiley & Sons author of Engaging Virtual Meetings and 50 Digital Team Building Games, a top-selling business book. John's clients learn from his over 35 years of virtual meeting experience. His work has earned him multiple awards. More than 230,000 clients across the United States and in countries including Spain, France, and Taiwan have experienced breakthrough results. John is the extreme leader of geoteaming. And if you're listening to our show a few years ago when he first appeared, you know that he climbs mountains, walks on fire, swims with dolphins in the wild, and rides Harleys. But what you may not know is that he organizes Super Bowl suites while meeting with people from around the world from his computer. When you meet John, you will encounter a dynamic, energetic, and effective facilitator who makes friends with everyone. He will help you and your team become the top 1% at what you do. And John believes your virtual meetings can be as good as or even better than face-to-face meetings. Welcome, John. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, and that's the end of the show. Let's go. So great, Catherine.
Wait a minute now.
Just
actually, I'm a little curious about this claim to fame that you have been doing virtual meetings for over 35 years. John, did we even have internet back then?
Oh, what I love to tell people right now, I'm like your best 35-year overnight success you've ever met. And so what I mean by that is, yeah, I went and totaled it up. And I've been meeting virtually and online for 35 years. And one of the older services, so let's see, you've heard of AOL, right, Catherine?
I have.
Yeah, okay. But have you ever heard of Prodigy?
No, I have no idea what that is.
Before AOL was a service called Prodigy, and it was one of the first kind of a graphical interface. It was just right after all the text bulletin boards came on, and I was one of the early users on there, and I was meeting with people. And so here, I'll give you an example, which is actually me and my middle brother, Jim, who lives in San Francisco, and I was in Santa Barbara. We both decided to subscribe to Prodigy. And during that time, we probably traded more messages than even we have in the last month because we were on the same service. And it was really cool to see in that early stage, you know, this is what's really important. I still feel, especially now with the context of everything going on, that 35 years ago, I got that hint that we could still connect on technology. And I think that's what's helped me in my experience of doing some of the newer stuff that I've been up to.
Okay, well, I would love to hear about the newer stuff. But first, I would like to do a little briefing from when we originally had you on the show, and tell us a little bit about your business and what you've done over the last 23 years with it.
Yeah. So I'm the CEO for GeoTeaming, and we do corporate team building and leadership programs that use technology and adventure. And we really love to help people become the top 1% teams in their industry and in their company. And so we do that in many ways, right? The technology is that we developed an app, and we use other types of technology that are available. And we create unique experiences or adventures. So one of the most popular one was based on a sport called geocaching. So Catherine, do you know what geocaching is?
I actually do. I don't know if I want to admit that, but I do.
But that makes you part of the cool kids, right? Catherine, they love to call it the sport that nobody knows about, but it's been around. It's actually housed here near our hometown of Seattle in the Fremont Fremont district of Seattle. And it's a high-tech scavenger hunt. And so as a team building event, it actually turns out to be a really good fit because one, it's an activity that's accessible, right? So, and two is that it really reveals team building behaviors in a fun way without people knowing about it. So those who don't know about what geocaching is basically it's a high-tech treasure hunt and it uses GPS signals to help guide your team to locations. And as you get close, you have to solve problems and challenges together as a team. And so there's strategy because we like to give a scramble style course, meaning that there's locations, let's say there's 20, 30 locations in downtown Seattle. And so if Catherine and I are on different teams, we're both trying to guide our teams to victory by trying to score the most amount of points in the limited amount of time that we have. And the only way we can do that is number one, have a good strategy. And number two, get our teams to perform better than the other teams. That's kind of it in a nutshell. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And I had the honor of being able to actually experience firsthand how you work and watch you in action. And I'm quite amazed at what you do and how you do that, how you bring this, all of these pieces together. And additionally, your incredible knowledge and skill around teams and being able to recognize the problems within teams.
Yeah, well, thank you, Catherine. Some of that really comes from experience, right? So I've been doing it 23 years, and now, Catherine, did you read the book Blink?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you got to put it on your reading list, right? So Blink is this great book. Of course, Malcolm Gladwell, author of many other fun, famous books too, did a book called Blink, and it says this: if you put in the 10,000 hours or whatever, is that you can start to blink behavior. And what he means by blink is that you can discern a lot of what's going on in a very short amount of time. So what I've seen is like Catherine and I actually gotten to do some stuff. And so Catherine blinks people while she's coaching, which means that, you know, in a short amount of time, quite often she can get to what the issue is with somebody based on her experience. And so anyways, my specialty is that I can blink teams and I can blink collections of teams and how they work together. And so some of that is based on experience. And then the other half of it is based on technology. So when we were running events face-to-face, we also stick GoPro cameras on all of the teams. And then what they don't know is later on, we actually go and analyze all the data. And it can sometimes total up to like 500-600 gigabytes of data on a single event. And we can bring this back to the executive team afterwards and show them great examples of teamwork and challenges or opportunities they may have. And so that's what allows us to help coach teams to the top 1% is because we use that to customize a program saying, we really think your teams are great at this, which you should support. And that here are some opportunities that if you did some coaching around, I think that your team could work at a higher level. So that's kind of what we were up to pre-coronavirus.
Right. And you say pre-coronavirus. What has happened since then? How did coronavirus impact your business?
Oh, geez. You know, Catherine and I, we're entrepreneurs, right? We know a lot of entrepreneurs. We are entrepreneurs. And we're optimists. So, but I'll just say it anyways. I mean, I really was. I felt like I was set up for my best year ever. Every year you learn something about it. And this is a year that I made some decisions going, okay, well, this is how my business is shaped up. So here's how I think I can maximize what's going on. And I was there. I was actually meeting and exceeding my goals, right? And then I had 15 events postponed and canceled. And that all the, you know, the revenue associated with most of those programs was deferred, postponed, or not paid, or canceled, or whatever. And so, and I kind of got a good sense of what was going on. I mean, this is the power of our networks. I have some very good friends who are, one of them is a first responder here in Seattle. He's ex-military, and so he gets access to some news feeds I think that normal people don't get. And he advised me that treat this pretty seriously, right? Get ready, treat it very seriously. And so as early as March 6th, after my programs got canceled, we're all sitting around here going, well, what are we going to do? And I, again, I'm the author of a book called 50 Digital Team Building Games. And let me be honest with you, Catherine, we, you know, my mentor and I, as early as 10 years ago, right, had a company called virtualteamworks.com. And we were ready to, like, we thought we were going to revolutionize the world and bring things like, you know, ropes courses online and help teams across, you know, that have people here and in India and other countries that they have outsourced to and really help them with their teamwork. And nobody bought it. Nobody bought it, right?
Oh my gosh, that's unbelievable.
We did amazing trials and we did some stuff, but nobody bought it, right? People just like took the cost savings for outsourcing to other countries and just said, the problems will just get better. We don't need any consulting. But now, right, as soon as March happened, everybody was interested. And it really was. It's like, I think we calculated that over 340 million people moved online from like 10 million daily users. Right? That's like 34 times growth. And so all of a sudden, and then imagine that people started having problems.
No way.
No way.
Unbelievable.
Right?
You know,
yeah. You know, from the innocuous people talking over each other to the very serious Zoom bombing and other types of disruption that was happening. Lots of things changed. And so anyway, so I offered this class. And it took all the concepts that I have been practicing for these 35 years and I have been developing and brought them back. And because the practices that I have been developing solve many of these problems, right? When you build teams online, you can actually make a meeting engaging. And people were amazed when they came to, when they come to these meetings. I think the best comment that I got was somebody says, wow, this is the first Zoom meeting where I feel more energy rather than less energy at the end. And wow. I hopefully you know what I mean, right? Catherine, haven't you spent a day with 4 or 5 or more hours online?
Right, right. And then we get that thing, what do they call that? Zoom fatigue?
Zoom fatigue, Zoom burnout, video fatigue. Yeah, and there's plenty of people now in research who are backing that up saying it's not imaginary, it's real. Mm-hmm. And it's a challenge. And so that's what I'm on the mission for. What I like to say, I know, Catherine, you're an optimist like I am. We're talking about that. But I like to ask sometimes people, what's the gift that, you know, coronavirus has given to you? And one of the gifts that was given to me is that in the emails I sent out, I said, hey, I have this class. Why don't you come to it? And first off, I love serendipity. You know you're on the right track when you do something, but then something catches on. And so in my early stages of offering this class, a woman named Jennifer Clifton, who is an editor for a website called the Library Journal, librarygernal.org, caught onto it and said people were asking her for resources. So she republished my book and she saw in my email that I had a link to a class. And she goes, she put it on like the front page of this article, and librarians from around the world, not just the United States, but like Georgia, the country, and Hungary and Slovakia started showing up.
There's a Georgia, the country?
There's a Georgia, the country. Yeah, not Georgia, the state, Georgia, the country. And that was one of the gifts. And what happened then after that is that my publisher caught wind of one of my emails after that, after I told him, like, I've got like 10, 12 sold out classes. And he goes, how would you like to write your second book? And I'm like, yeah, let's do that. So the exciting part about this too is that they put it on the fast track. When he brought it to his publishing team, they got to green light the projects. And to get them not only to green light it, they fast tracked it. What that means is that the book is scheduled to be published in October of 2020. And in publishing time, that's like fast.
Right.
Normally it takes 6 months to a year. Like it'd be like a 2021 book, but he said, no, we want to get it out as soon as possible. And so I got the challenge and I had to write this book in literally 1/3 of the time of my previous book.
Wow. That's awesome. And you did it. You hit the deadline.
Yeah. Let me just tell you, I run statistics. That's how I met my first deadline. So those of you who want to know something about, like, I know there's probably a lot of people who've had the goal in the back of their mind. I want to be an author. And I did too. And by the way, I failed 4 times in the last decade prior to publishing my first book, which was in 2011. And I had this, I finally wrote it out. Like, well, the way to make it is you say, here's my deadline and this is how much I have to write. So the other one was like 50 initiatives. So it was kind of like I had to write 1.2 initiatives a day or something like that based on the schedule I had. And after a month, I went back and looked at this chart and updated it on how much I was writing. And it immediately showed me, you're not going to make it.
Ouch.
Yeah. And so, you know, but it was that realization that got me to kind of, you know, that kick in the pants or whatever you want to call it, or motivation. It says, if you are serious about this, and it's too late, like I actually got an advance for my first book, which it, in the publishing world is pretty tough to do these days. I got an advance, which means that if I don't deliver on this book, I got to give all the money back. And I'm like, okay, I'm committed. So I changed strategies and I end up writing the first book. I had 6 months and I finished it in 5.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
I kind of get some applause, like, you know, when I'm speaking to an audience, they're like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. So this one, I had 2 months. 2 months rather than 6.
Yeah, that is amazing.
Now, luckily my schedule was a little more open, but still, there's only so much you can do. Did you know that Mark Twain averaged 1,200 to 1,800 words a day?
Oh, really?
And so I was behind. And so I started tracking words as opposed to initiatives or pages or whatever. I think the contract is like 50, 60,000 words. And I was like way off. And so I put in some long days, like 15-hour days or more. And I averaged 6,000 words a day for like the last 5 to 6 days. And that's the only reason
impressive.
I made it. So I don't recommend that for people.
Do not do this at home, or do not try this at home.
Right? I don't recommend it, but if you have a goal and you get serious about it, I do recommend it, because you know what? I made it, right? And I seriously, Catherine, you know me, like, I'm pretty confident, and I'll tell you when I'm probably not going to be there or make something. And I was not sure. But as I got, finally, I literally cleared everything off of my calendar. And as it started to come together, I finally saw the light and going, oh, I think I'm going to make it, right? And it's so cool. It's like those movies where you get that little bit of hope, like the little light or a little at the end of the tunnel. And then all of a sudden it became reality. And I amazed myself is what I'm just trying to say. I seriously, there was plenty of times when I thought I was not going to make it. So that's what I've been up to.
that is a lot, and especially with everything that's going on right now, and just people have been having a hard time finding things to do, how to keep busy, how do they keep their business growing, and you have made a perfect example, or demonstrated a perfect example of how to quickly pivot your business and innovatively join with the needs of the economy. And that's exactly what you did. And I don't know, you said that 2020 was set up to be your best year ever. And when COVID hit, it was like that went by the wayside. But I think you just might hit that my best year ever after all.
Yeah. Oh, I do want to share 2 stories around that, because I did look at my finances recently, because it's kind of like the stock crash of like 2001 or maybe 2008, and like you don't want to look at your portfolio, but you know, we got to look, right, to get the metrics. And I came back, and because of the reduced expenses too, right, I'm on track, all right, and I'm profitable, and I'm very, very grateful for that. So that is the good sign. You know, I'm going back to those gifts that the coronavirus gave. The one story that most people don't know about, if they haven't been tracking me on like social media or other places, that is that the book originally was about virtual team building. Mm-hmm. And because that's my specialty. That's what I do. And that's what we thought about. But after I got an opportunity to lead a 200-person conference, I was telling him stories about that conference. And the light came in, and my publisher is what I love to call a classic New Yorker. He hates to waste time, right? He's like hard charging. Do you know what I'm talking about? That New York personality?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Right. And he hates to undo things. But for the first time ever, I heard him go, hold on a second. He goes, And so we talked around through a different titles, and eventually we came upon this engaging virtual meetings, and he goes, let's do that. And the reason why that was such a big deal is that he had already spent his budget and other resources on the graphic artists on something called virtual team building. And so to redo it means he's got to shove more money into that budget for them to go and try and redo it again with a new title and make it fit. But he was willing to do that because, from moving from virtual team building to engaging virtual meetings is actually a very big jump. He saw that it increases the factor of 10 to 100 because whilst only some teams think they need, virtual team building, everybody has to meet virtually. Like right now, you and me, we're meeting virtually because this is what's safe and this is what we have to do. And so that this book is really about that for everybody. And so I could have never predicted that, Catherine. Like when I started the process, I'm like, oh yeah, sure, I'm going to write another my second book, right? When we started the project. But that's the journey that sometimes you have to take. And when you set a goal and be willing to say yes to something that you didn't expect to, especially when it's better.
Uh-huh. Right. Absolutely. And so it sounds like financially what you're saying is that you're coming out about what you would normally do. But I would say in overall that it sounds like you have come out ahead because you have now positioned yourself in a new market and a new market that you had not planned on tapping into prior to COVID. So it sounds to me like COVID really has been a huge gift and a huge opportunity presenter for you.
Yeah, I feel really fortunate because in my industry, the big person is a meeting planner, right? So I used to work as working for the meeting planner who plans a whole large conference or everything else. But now, because of the technical skills that I have, I am now the meeting planner. So instead of controlling like the 3 or 4 hours for a team building event, people are asking me to help them plan 1 to multi-day conferences and design all the technology as well as design how are we going to interact with people. And I've even been hired to MC. And MCing virtually is also kind of not an easy thing because there's not many people practice in it. But that's something that people get. Once they see what I'm doing in a conference, they get the value of it because there's no awkward dead spots. I'm doing a lot behind the scenes to make sure everything's ready. And technically, I or a team of people that I work with are pushing all the right buttons. And that is really helping people. And so that's kind of the gift that I got is like, I knew and had spent all the time educating about this industry. Now I'm trying to apply it in a new way. And that has really opened up all the doors for me now. And so I feel really grateful because there's not every business that can do that. I have a lot of heart for my friends in the hospitality business who work in buildings, restaurants. Changing to virtual is not that easy when your business is around touching people and being close and gathering and things like that. And so I have a lot of empathy for those other people. And I hope that they can pivot in some way, whether it's themselves personally or their businesses, as fast as possible.
John, I'm sure our listeners are really curious as to how can they learn what you do? How can they learn more about what you do? How can they tap into your brain and gain some of these skills? And how do they, as you have said, how do they make their virtual meetings as good or even better than their in-face meetings?
Yeah, you know, it's something that we as a company decided to do is that we dedicate every Wednesday, one day a week, we give four classes, 3 to 4 classes that are completely free. It's our first level class. It's called Engaging Virtual Meetings. What a concept. So we have that. We have three levels of class, but the level one is free. And we really want that because that class can solve like 80% of the virtual pains and in an hour. And people also then not only learn it, but they experience it. And I think that's really the key. And so you can find that at our current website, geoteaming, geoteaming.com/E for engaging, V for virtual, and M meetings. So EVM. And so, yeah, that class is free. And then the second part is if you go to a level two class right now, you can get a book and the class for $29.99. So it's like you pay for the class and you get the book for free, and the book will ship to you autographed in the fall of 2020. So that's that free class, though, is really kind of our gift to the world of like trying to say, we're just trying to help the coronavirus world be just slightly less painful. That's we don't make vaccines, unfortunately. Otherwise, I think we'd be a really rich company.
Right.
But this is something that we can do, is that we can make your virtual life a little bit better until either you don't need it, or, man, the stats say that even if we do open up, that a lot of people are going to stay virtual for at least a while. So.
Yes. All right. Well, that is an incredible deal. I have participated in your level one and level two virtual team meetings, and they're awesome. You get a lot of great tips, tools, tricks, and you get to see the amazing John Chen in action, and he's an amazing leader. He's a great MC, very entertaining, and he will keep you engaged. So be sure to check out his website, get registered for his virtual meeting events, and get a copy of his book. John, thank you so much for being with us today. It's been such a pleasure to have you back on the show.
Well, thank you so much, Catherine. And for those of you who are fans of Catherine, ask her how she broke a board earlier this year. That's what we want to know.
All right. Thank you, John.
See you next time.
Thank you for tuning in to the Rockstar Achievers Podcast. If you're ready to reach incredible levels of success in your life, business, and career, start your journey now at www.acceleratedresults365.com or email Catherine at acceleratedresults365.com.